Right, OK, well, let's move on with our question of the week, because this one, I think we'd better, I guess, Diana, look snappy about.
Oh, yes, it's a day for the puns today, isn't it? Well, I have been stripping this question down to the bone.
My name is Aaron Santos. I'm a physicist working in the chemical engineering department at the University of Michigan. And my question is this. If blood comes from bone marrow and sharks are cartilaginous fish, then where does a shark's blood come from?
Cartilaginous bones mean no bone marrow, and that means red blood cells have to be produced elsewhere.
I'm Mark Briffer from the University of Plymouth, where I'm a lecturer in marine biology. In vertebrates, a major component of the blood is the red blood cells, or erythrocytes, and these can make up to half the volume of the blood, and it's these cells that contain hemoglobin and do the job of transporting oxygen around the circulatory system. Now, in adult humans and other mammals, these red blood cells are made in the red bone marrow, and this is the soft tissue found inside the hollow bones of tetrapod, or four-limbed vertebrates, which, as well as the mammals, include amphibians, reptiles, and birds. But red bone marrow isn't the only site where red blood cells are produced, and in bony fish and cartilaginous fish that don't have bones, like sharks and rays, the main places where red blood cells are made are in the spleen and in the front section of the kidneys. And some sharks also have a unique organ called Leydig's organ, which is actually absent in the other vertebrates. And this is a large organ that's wrapped around the esophagus. And although it was discovered way back in 1857, very little is known about exactly what it does, but it's thought that it might play some additional role in producing red blood cells and also in the immune system. So although bone marrow is important for making red blood cells in humans, in fish, the most important site seems to be the spleen.
So the answer lies in the spleen of the shark or Leydig's organ where present. And top marks this week go to JNA on our forum, who answered it correctly.
Oh, well done. That's really good. I shouldn't sound so surprised. It's probably quite rude to sound so surprising. Yes, of course, the Naked Scientist Forum, where people can put in their thoughts on each of these questions that we publish every week. I think it's very interesting what he had to say there, because, of course, if you look at human embryology, babies, when they're developing, do a lot of their initial blood formation in the spleen and the liver and the kidney, and it's only shunted to the bone marrow later on in development, which is, I think, quite interesting, because it's almost like we're recapitulating our early ancestral origins.
So it's showing that evolutionary link, isn't it?